Ignition running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877-973-7425. You can always text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777 should you wish to be on the program. Could I ask for a small prayer request? My wife is at her scans right now. We don't need to dwell on this one, but having now gotten our kid through high school and we got another one coming, just praying for good scans still. We don't want the clock to run out on the good scans. So, and her schedule today is kind of an odd time. Normally they're like 7 o'clock in the morning, but, everything she started doing the blood work, I think at 12:30, and the CT is happening right now and meets the doctor at 2. So it's just a long day in Atlanta. I couldn't be with her today. Had to be home for the kids and work. And hopefully next time I'll be able to be with her. It's been a while since I've been able to go with her. In any event, prayers very appreciated. And I'll let you know how things go. We got to talk about Joe Biden. I've waited until now to talk about this. We are told very reliably by Democrats that behind the scenes, Joe Biden is super sharp. We're told this. Behind the scenes, Joe Biden is engaged. He's in charge. He's witty. He finishes people's sentences. He outwits them all in 25,000 dimensional chess. He is a walking encyclopedia, a genius, a Mensa candidate. We're told this by Democrats. And then we have Joe Biden that we see.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it.
Last I checked, the pandemic, and by the way, he was on teleprompter, the pandemic was not when Joe Biden was vice president, unless he was actually vice president for Donald Trump. He was not vice president. Well, he has really stepped in it now. Probably the worst gaffe Joe Biden has made in his presidency. And you know it is bad, so bad, in fact, that media networks that will sometimes kind of laugh at his other gaffes, try to neutralize them, they're not even playing up this gaffe. They don't want to mention this gaffe that happened yesterday.
My administration is working around the clock to free the remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already. And here with us today is Hirsch Goldberg Polin, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas. And Rachel and John are here with us. Stand up, guys.
He's literally reading the teleprompter. Here with us today is Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Oh, no, he's not with us. He's still with Hamas. Here are his parents. Remember the time that the dude was in the wheelchair? He's like, stand up, come on, man, stand up. Oh, he can't stand up. He's in a wheelchair. Wow. Y'all, they tell us behind the scenes that Joe Biden is just a brainiac genius, full of energy and life. And then he gets on stage and we never seem to see it. Occasionally we can see something like his State of the Union address. He was amped up at Morehouse. I kind of am one of the ones that believes they've given him something to perk him up. I'm not saying it's cocaine. I'm not saying they're giving him cocaine, but he's clearly, if we're honest about it, they've amped up Joe Biden with something. Because at that time of night with the State of the Union, he was way more amped than Joe Biden was in the afternoon reading a teleprompter where he thought one of the Hamas hostages was present. What a wild and crazy thing. But wait, there's more. Here's James Carville.
Records out of his internist office in January 2017. So I've released all my medical records. Why don't you release the records that you had Keith Schiller steal from your internist? I mean, he's got to turn that around and need to quit arguing and complaining about the Times covering his age and a poll when it's no good. That's a waste of time. Don't do that. Talk about how you're going to change people's lives and make it better and how you're building a record to build on and you understand cost of living and you understand what families are going through. High insurance rates. It's pedestrian, but it's the stuff that wins elections.
James Carville himself noting that Joe Biden, the age issue hangs over him, and you need to stop trying to compare it to Donald Trump and Donald Trump's medical records. You got an age issue. Why don't you talk about the issues that matter? But here's the problem. People can't. This is part of, I think, my genuine frustration with the way Biden is covered in the media is they go back and forth. It's very schizophrenic coverage. They want to protect Joe Biden because they hate Donald Trump. But then things build up and they just have to unleash on Joe Biden. But one of the things that they're doing in the process is they try to cover for him with the economy. In fact, The Atlantic has a piece out now trying to explain the economy and how it is that actually the economy is better, don't you know? The economy is actually good, don't you know? I mentioned to you yesterday the image in the Wall Street Journal of how people's net worth actually was negative for most of the Biden administration, and it's only just come into positive territory, like a 1% growth. After all this negative growth, people are actually behind because of Joe Biden's presidency. And they don't feel it in the stock market because most people have intuited there's something wrong with the stock market. It's the Dow is overcompensated for in a couple of major tech stocks, but the market overall is not doing as phenomenally as the Dow Jones. And yet it's the damage control mode and the protection mode, the circle the wagons mode. The Biden administration, this is something you heard James Carville mention in the New York Times. The Biden team is upset with the New York Times and its coverage. They don't think it's been favorable enough. I mean, I did not think the New York Times could be more favorable to Joe Biden. I mean, their mouth is full of him. I don't know how they can be more favorable to Joe Biden. And yet they're not deferential enough to Joe Biden. There's a side note here. I have a sneaking suspicion. Just bear with me here. I have a real sneaking suspicion that had the media been harder on Joe Biden would be doing better in the polls. Joe Biden would be more competitive had the media been harder on Joe Biden. Now, let me explain my thinking here. When I ran campaigns, I always hated having candidates who ran uncontested primaries. Because you think an uncontested primary is great, but I came to hate it. Because if you're in a tough election and you have an uncontested primary, you walk into the election pretty fresh with a limited amount of time. And you don't have your sea legs when the other side starts attacking. If you get through a primary and you've got a contested primary and people are attacking you the whole way through that primary, you get your sea legs pretty quick. You've got to learn how to deflect. You've got to learn how to stay on message. You've got to learn how to attack back. You've got to learn how to respond. You've got to learn how to anticipate. If you have a contested primary, you actually have to get pretty good quickly. But the upside is you have a lot of time to spare because in that time to get quickly in the primary, you then have a full general election where you're ready. You've got your sea legs. You know the attacks are coming. You know what the attacks are going to be. You know how to respond. You know how to deflect. You know how to turn it on their head. You know how to focus. You know how to stay on message. With an incumbent president that's a Democrat, and the media is so favorable to you, you don't have to get your sea legs. So when the other side starts attacking you, you don't know what to do. The media hasn't held your feet to the fire. The media hasn't held you accountable. So you go a little wobbly. That's part of the problem, is because the media has been fluffing Joe Biden up as best they can, because the media has been protecting Joe Biden as much as they can, Joe Biden hasn't had to respond to toughness on the campaign trail, really. The media has deflected Republican attacks. They've made excuses for him. And now suddenly the thing that Republicans latched on was his age. His age. And it stuck because voters see it for themselves. So what the Biden administration did and what the media did is they trotted out all these people and said, actually, behind the scenes, Joe's just brilliant. So show us. Show us that behind the scenes Joe Biden, and they can't do it. And we had all these people in the media say, yeah, behind the scenes, you know, when we talk to Joe Biden off the record, so Joe Biden is just exceptionally brilliant. He's just smart. He's just such a great guy. He is like the next Lyndon Johnson. And when the media tells us they've been hanging out behind the scenes and they attest for it, and Joe Biden behind the scenes, they claim he's such a brilliant person, and then we see it with our own eyes, and he's not. Not only does it drag down Joe Biden, it's made him a weaker candidate because he hasn't had to be tested and vetted in the public eye. He hasn't been challenged by the press. He hasn't been pushed and probed in ways that would make him more responsive and better and more engaged. And the media looks like they're in on it, and it discredits them. It's like the attack on Sam Alito by CNBC and media outlets. They're in on the attacks on the left. And more people tuned out, and more people realize they're being played. Had the media been tougher on Joe Biden, had they asked tougher questions, had they been more aggressive, had they not been seeking to serve as his apologists and defenders and enablers and excuse makers, I suspect Joe Biden would be doing better right now. But he took for granted that all the press was favorable, and Joe Biden forgot something that a lot of Democrats these days are forgetting. Many, 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 many Americans no longer pay attention to the American media. Many, 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 many Americans believe the media's picked a side. So they get their news from Facebook and Twitter and friends and family and talk radio, and they tune out the propagandistic media reports of the mainstream media. So the mainstream media destroyed its credibility, tried to protect Joe Biden, and then made him a weaker candidate by not being tougher on him, forcing him to respond. And now Joe Biden is in a race where Donald Trump is ahead in places like New Hampshire and tied in Virginia where he shouldn't be. And Democrats are starting to realize, you know what? The polling just might not be wrong, and we've got a problem on our hands. You do. Your problem is you've created a cocoon into which you can keep your presidential candidate safe, unchallenged and unscathed, until the moment they get out there in public and open their mouths and we realize they're blithering idiots, and the best you people could do is say, well, behind the scenes, he's brilliant. We don't care about the behind the scenes because we're not there and you won't show us. We care about what we see in public, and what we see in public is the President of the United States of America publicly telling people that a Hamas hostage is with them, when he's actually not, and then saying, oh, wait, no, he's still in captivity. It's his parents who are here. I bet his parents felt great.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, there is a movie. Was it with Joaquin Phoenix? I can't remember. No. Yeah, it was with Joaquin Phoenix. It was called Her. And the movie Her is about a guy. His name is Theodore. He's lonely, he's introverted, and he falls in love with the AI voice on his phone. And the AI voice is voiced by Scarlett Johansson. OpenAI is making all sorts of waves with its ChatGPT and the like, and it unveiled a voice assistant. And the voice assistant sounded eerily like Scarlett Johansson, so much so that Scarlett Johansson's friends reached out to her and said, "Did you do this?" Sam Altman. Remember, the movie's it's a very famous movie, niche movie, about a guy who falls in love with the voice on his phone. It's after all the series and Alexa started coming out over time. And Her was the name of the movie. So the demo video comes out that OpenAI has produced showing that their AI assistant, it's emotional. It's almost too emotional. It's cloyingly sweet, kind of. But you can hear the inflections. Like, you can hear it excited, sad, ponderous. It has emotion in the voice. And it sounds like Scarlett Johansson. And when the video came out, Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI, tweeted the video and just said, "Her." Scarlett Johansson last night released a statement saying she has hired lawyers because Sam Altman and OpenAI asked her to be the voice of the AI assistant and she refused. And what they've clearly done is they have digitally reproduced her voice. They've now taken it down. They're not saying anything, but they have pulled it back. They've taken it down. You know, the people who are in charge of AI are the ones who creep us out about AI, and it's understandably so. There's nothing really wrong per se with AI, but the people who make it and how they handle themselves and the arrogance of how they work should give everyone pause for concern, particularly creators who are already worried they're going to steal your stuff. Here it looks like they tried to steal someone's voice. You know, the left is also trying to, well, I wouldn't say steal the presidency, but they're trying to reshape the way the presidency is chosen through an interstate compact that would get rid of the Electoral College. And a number of states, all of them left-wing states, have entered into this agreement that essentially will make the presidency be picked by popular vote, which would require that candidates stop going to swing states and start just going to coastal metropolises to campaign. It would vastly re-incentivize ignoring small states and swing states in favor of major metropolitan areas. It's what the left wants. Hillsdale College is interested where you stand in this. They're doing a presidential survey on the Electoral College and picking the president. They want you to take it at ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. Go let Hillsdale College know your views on the Electoral College and this interstate compact that would transfer electing the president to really the popular vote as opposed to the Electoral College. ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K. Let Hillsdale College know your views on the subject at ericforhillsdale.com.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to the Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole with you. But first, I got to tell you, there's a punchline to all this stuff. With the way Michael Cohen's the trial went yesterday, for those of you who weren't paying attention yesterday, became a big headline. Michael Cohen admitted to stealing. Said essentially Donald Trump was giving him $420,000 in cash. and it was grossed up, meaning that Michael Cohen was going to have to pay taxes on it. So they elevated the amount of money from what was actually going to be paid to Stormy Daniels to a higher amount so that Michael Cohen could pay taxes on it. But that Cohen was also supposed to pay a company that had tried to rig an online CNBC poll and thought he should have been paid more money. So he pulled money out of that $420,000 stack, which kind of undercuts the prosecutor's case in that Donald Trump is alleged to have had complete control over and knowledge of where all the money was going, and yet Michael Cohen stole from him, so he clearly didn't have the knowledge the prosecution says he had. So here is the MSNBC headline. I'm not making this up. How Michael Cohen's past lies make him a more credible witness. No matter how much Donald Trump's defense tries to discredit his former lawyer, the fact remains that he lied to protect his client. You can't actually make that up. Just hilarious. All right. I agree. I want to acknowledge first I'm going down the rabbit hole. I want to acknowledge that. But I want you to spend a wee bit of time with me here. Newsweek is reporting that Tucker Carlson has launched his show on Russian state television. Now, in fact, it's true. Tucker Carlson's program is now on Russian television. I don't know why it's on Russian television. And in fact, there are questions as to how this happened. What happened to get it there? All sorts of questions about Tucker Carlson being on Russian television. But, you know, he's headed down this road over the last little while of being very pro, weirdly pro-Russia, if you ask me, frankly. Just oddly, like really into defenses of Russia, if you will. And I don't quite understand what's going on here with Tucker Carlson and Russia. He seems to have found the United States to be so distasteful that he has started peddling some level of like pro-Russia lines. I mean, his defense of the Russian communist-built subway system was kind of a bridge too far for me, knowing that the way it was built was essentially prisoners building this. They were foreigners captured by the Soviets, and now suddenly you got his show, and it's showing up on Russian state television. Yeah, that's, you can barely hear it, but that is, yes, Tucker Carlson's show on Russian state television. Newsweek reported, and Newsweek is back, and Newsweek, it's not quite the Newsweek that it once was, but they're running a story. And they're saying the CEO of Tucker Carlson's network has rejected claims in Russian state media that the former Fox News anchor has done a deal for a show to appear on Russian television. The claim appears to have originated with the program Tucker, which is broadcast on Russia 24, but comprises old episodes of Carlson's shows taken from X, formerly Twitter, and YouTube, complete with a Russian voiceover. The first episode and other clips from previous months are now available online, according to the Russian state newspaper. On the website smoltrum.ru, where programs shown on Russian state channels can be viewed, is an episode introduced by Carlson dated May 18th and dubbed into Russian. The website also hosts other clips from previous months of interviews Carlson has conducted. Independent news outlet Astra confirmed the program features Russian language dubbing of Carlson's American shows and is not original content for Russian viewers. In September 2023, Russia 24 aired a trailer for a show featuring Carlson without clarifying when it would be broadcast. Carlson said he knew nothing about it. Now, Neil Patel, the CEO of the Tucker Carlson Network, denies the media claims that the airing of the episode was a joint project. The Tucker Carlson Network has not done any deals with state media in any country. Whoever is currently pretending to be the old Newsweek brand would know if they checked with us before printing, like news companies are supposed to do. Newsweek reached out to the Tucker Carlson Network and others, and will update with any further comment. Now, Let me see if I can boost this audio just a little bit so you can hear this. This is what's airing on Russian state television, and yeah, it's kind of odd. That is Tucker Carlson's face talking with a Russian narrator over it. Now, whether Tucker Carlson did a deal with Russia or not, it's been really clear over the past number of months that Tucker Carlson seems to be infatuated with the Russians. Tucker Carlson interviewed Vladimir Putin in this odd interview. He sniffed the Russian bread and wanted to extol the wonders of the Russian grocery store. But there's a larger issue that goes beyond Tucker Carlson. There's something dementedly broken with parts of the right. And I'm not sure what broke, because here's the thing. I hear all the time that we gotta fight and we gotta take stuff back from the left. We've got to fight back. I remember distinctly Donald John Trump winning the presidency and maintaining hold on Congress for 2 of 4 years. Donald Trump won in 2016, and Republicans held the United States Congress. Mitch McConnell was the Senate leader. Paul Ryan was the House Speaker. Republicans won. And Donald Trump held the presidency for 4 years. He was not ousted. He was not convicted of a crime. He was there for 4 years. He held and controlled the regulatory state and the bureaucracy for 4 years. And yet you've got all these people on the right saying, we got to fight. We got to be as nasty to the left as the left was to us. We got to take our country back. Nate Fisher is a guy down in Texas. I don't know him, but he started something called the American Reformer, and he's essentially trying to weave some level of Christian nationalism of some such into this. It's a very weird thing. And he tweeted, "I understand nostalgia for the Constitution or longing to restore the principles the founders established. But if you will not accept the reality that this is long gone, if you judge others based on fidelity to a set of principles," in quotes, "that govern no one, then you are a fool." He writes this under our current constitutional order, where we have a Supreme Court that functions. We have a Congress that is there. We're in the middle of a presidential election cycle. The reality that our Constitution is long gone. Look, I think we have problems in this country. But if the Constitution is long gone, why are we having an election? And in fact, what I would note is that a lot of these guys on this new right are engaged in the same sort of Marxist revolutionary thought that the left is engaged in. And I use Marxism intentionally here because I think those of you who are listening right now who are conservatives, you need to understand that there is a strain of Marxism that exists on the left and the right. And that's what this is. One of the guys who writes for Nate Fisher's publication, The American Reformer, actually wrote something very notable, I think, today. And Carl Truman, the theologian, calls the guy out for what he did. It's a very bizarre statement. Now, we don't need to dive into theology here, but you need to listen to what this guy, his name is Ben Crenshaw, what he wrote. "Politically active American Christians who defy the enemies of God and wage war against evil and who necessarily employ crude memes, subterfuge, and even deception towards these ends will likewise be commended for their faith." In other words, crudity, duplicity, and dishonesty are all justified in America in 2024 because it is analogous to how the Israelites took Jericho. And it's worse, they're arguing, it's worse than first century Rome when Christians were being nailed to crosses and set on fire. That's their argument, that we're allowed now in the 21st century to behave in ways that the apostles themselves rejected at a time they were being physically tortured and executed. because somehow or another, America now is worse than Rome or the Canaanite pagan territories the Israelites were invading, that America is worse. There's a profound American hatred in this. But wait, it gets better. Orrin Cass is a name you're going to hear a lot about from some of these people on the right. Orrin Cass admits he grew up a liberal. Orrin Cass runs a group. I think it's called American Compass. I think that's his group. There are several of these out there. You know what Orrin Cass is doing? He's taking money from the left. He's taking money from left-wing organizations, and he's now insisting that actually free market economics isn't a big thing on the right, and actually the right is big on unionization. Now, this is notable because in Alabama last week, if you ever drive through Alabama on I-20 near Birmingham, there's a massive Mercedes plant. There's a massive facility that builds Mercedes-Benz cars. And that plant worker, the workers there, overwhelmingly rejected unionization. It's the second time in 2 weeks auto workers have rejected unionization. And Orrin Cass actually believes in unionization, that unions are good. As people on the right are rejecting them, as the blue-collar voters that Orrin Cass claims to want to connect to are rejecting unionization, he thinks actually these left-wing politics are good. And it's no coincidence, and this is the connecting institution here. Pay attention to this. It's his organization is being funded by the left. Some of the same funders who fund the Bulwark, the left-wing website, they're funding his project. And his whole claim is that actually left-wing economic ideas are conservative. So you have these guys on the right now who believe that the Russians are the good guys. You have these guys on the right now who believe that Christians in the public square can lie, engage in duplicity, and they don't have to love their neighbor because that's weak. You have left-wing funders funding right-wing startups claiming that left-wing economics are somehow conservative. People have lost their damn minds. You got Tucker Carlson having a show on a Russian entity, and then once the outrage came out, I was like, we didn't conduct a deal, we didn't conduct a deal. Well, look at the record. Of course people believed it, because look how pro-Russia you've been in the last number of months. Something broke with these guys on the right. It's a highly online mentality, and it doesn't work in the real world where actually, you know, most Christians know you got to love your neighbor. Most conservatives understand free market economics is good. All of these people, and they can't be honest about people's positions. They've got to lie about people's positions. Our country has problems. Our country has real fundamental problems. But one of the biggest problems, and it's on the left and the right, is a rejection of truth and the willingness to embrace lies, to advance narratives, and to say, well, we're doing it because that's what the other side does. We don't have to be like the other side. This is going to end badly for the right as a movement. It's going to end badly if we don't reject the ways of the left, because what we're ultimately doing, well, not we and maybe not you, but what these guys are doing is they're acknowledging the left is in charge. They're saying the left is in charge more than the left is. I mean, after all, Trump was president for 4 years. We actually won that election. The Republicans held on to Congress for two of those 4 years. Republicans have actually done a pretty good job at the state level. Republicans control a majority of the state legislative seats in America. And yet somehow we're the victims. And so because we're victims, we get to lie now. We get to engage just like the Marxist left does. It's a Marxism that's invaded the right. It's not conservative. It's not right wing. And it's not very American. You're allowing the European antics of the Marxists that have pervaded the left to pervade the right, and it ends badly for everybody, you and me included, unless we stand up to this nonsense. Conservatism and principles mean something. But the idea that you can use the Bible to justify being nasty to people and lying to people and being ruthless to people is absurd on its face. And the idea that the Russians are the good guys is absurd on its face. And the idea that free market economics is anathema to the right is absurd on its face. And that's why they're all going to lose, because of the absurdity on its face of all these lies they're saying. And yet too many people on the right are going off the cliff with these guys. Maybe they'll stay there at least. Now, I got to tell you about Vision Computers because I hope you'll use them if you need a computer built for yourself, for your kid going to college, or for your business, because they can build you a computer that's not going to be one size fits all, but is actually going to meet your needs. In addition, they offer you world-class tech support. So you go to visioncomputers.com or 404-COMPUTE, you let them build your computers, you save money, you get a computer you actually want and actually need and actually will last, and then you get their award-winning tech support. Comes with their computers, no charge. And so if you have a problem, you have a question, in 15 seconds or less, faster than Google search, you will get the answer. How do you do something? How do I do this? How do I set up email? They can set up the email for you. What about printers? They can help you with your printers as well. They do printer support, email support, everything else. Now, here's the brilliant part. Listen to this. Listen to me. For $179 a year, not a month, a year per computer, they can become your tech support even if you did not buy your computer from them. All you do is call them at 404-COMPUTE, say you need help. 404-COMPUTE. Tell them I sent you, you get an even better deal, or go to visioncomputers.com.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Good scans. Thank you for the prayers. My wife just texted. All good on the scan front. So confession is good for the soul. Y'all, I really don't know what I will do, how I will react, what it will be the day that that something happens with the scans, and I can play strong man here and be bold and all that, but yeah, we're not there yet, thank God. Maybe that day won't come. Good scans right now. Things are holding, things are stable, and she is on her way home, which is fantastic. I don't have time for that. Okay. When we come back, I want to spend some time with you on the polling that has been conducted by Puck News and Echelon Insights. My friend Patrick Graffini is a good pollster, and they've done some data, and it's causing the left to panic some. Right now, though, I got to tell you, so there's a story in the Wall Street Journal about God Inc., church startups spread franchise model across U.S. Now, I'm not surprised they're interviewing a Pentecostal pastor. This is a big thing there, but man, do they get so much wrong when they cover religion. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, I got to remind you about Omaha Steaks. Father's Day is coming up, y'all. And you want to get your dad something great for Father's Day and steak. Dads love steak. And you can go to omahasteaks.com. And at checkout, promo code is Eric, and you get amazing deals at Omaha Steaks if you use my name as your promo code at checkout. And you get your dad steak or, you know, chicken or burgers or pork chops. If your dad's a pork chop guy, they've got great pork chops too. OmahaSteaks.com, the promo code is Eric, E-R-I-C-K, at checkout. You get some great savings, you get great deals and offers from Omaha Steaks, and you also get 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if your dad is not satisfied, they want to make your dad happy. They want to make you happy. They have great customer service at Omaha Steaks. It's something beyond the price of the steak and the chicken and the pork chops, their customer service and satisfaction guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com today. Put Eric in, E-R-I-C-K, as your promo code at checkout and get steak for your dad for Father's Day.